This is an executive summary of 721 exchange pros and cons for real estate investors, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Like any significant financial strategy, the 721 exchange has both compelling advantages and real drawbacks, and a clear-eyed look at both is essential before deciding. On the pro side, it offers tax deferral, avoiding the substantial tax a sale would trigger, diversification, a stake in the REIT's portfolio instead of one property, liquidity, convertible units, passive income, distributions without management, and powerful estate planning, the step up and divisibility. On the con side, it's generally a one-way move. You lose 1031 eligibility, you give up control, the REIT manages the portfolio, converting units to shares triggers tax, you depend on the REIT's performance, and there are fees and complexity. Whether the pros outweigh the cons depends on your goals. This guide gives a balanced look at the 721 exchange's pros and cons, who they favor, and how to decide. The 721 exchange's pros are substantial and center on five benefits. Tax deferral, under Section 721, contributing property for OP units defers the capital gains tax, the four-layer tax often totaling a third or more of the gain, preserving your full capital. Diversification. Your single property becomes a stake in the REIT's diversified portfolio, many properties, types, markets, reducing concentration risk. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.